Bah humbug, bitches. I'm back. It's Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of blog turned podcast, The Bitch Bible, on American soil, doing what I do best, talking to myself aimlessly. I've got lots, years, decades of experience, actually. Sorry to miss last week's podcast. I was on a plane eating my ass off. I'm just been home for, let's see, like 4 days now. Feels good. Missed the vitamin D. Getting a little color back in my cheeks. Leo, shut the fuck up or I'm going to shove my foot up your asshole. Oh God, this fucking dog. He's such a dick. He thinks that he's like international now and more cultured and well-traveled. So he's just been a complete fucking terrorist. Holidays are coming up. This is a special Chrismica episode. I'm having a Corona light because I'm figure conscious and I have absolutely nothing prepared. I have no idea what's going on in the world of pop culture or the news or world of first. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm sitting in the kitchen and there is a fucking nest of birds. I'm so afraid of birds that I'm even scared of them like through the glass. And Leo is growling at them because he's loyal to his mother. What did I do this weekend? Oh, I had my bridesmaid brunch. That was fun. I took all my bridesmaids out for a little brunchy time. My bridesmaids and my grandma Gloria because, you know, she's necessary at any type of social gathering. She lives for it. So that was fun. I took everyone to Soho Malibu, which is like a really cool little spot. And get this, we sit down at the table. I've obviously moved to the table 4 times. First, I didn't want to be too close to the food. Then I didn't want to be near the bathroom. Then I didn't want to be inside. Then I didn't want to be outside because it was too cold and breezy. And then the chill from the ocean was frizzing my non-bonnet blow dry, which let me tell you, I got the best fucking blow dry of my whole life. I wanted to stick my tongue down my girl's throat. I wanted to make out with her and then buy her a fucking condo. She was amazing. Side note. So we finally sit down at the fourth table, okay? And I'm sitting with Heidi and Ruthann and my slut grandma Gloria, who loves the Soho House because she's 86 years old and she likes to be the oldest person in any room. She says, and I quote, "I hate old, ugly people." So just sit on that for a hot second. I look over at the buffet and yes, I normally don't do a buffet situation, but this is a nice buffet. It's fine. And I see extension exposed, high ponytail, duck facing, pasty, but perfection, Britney fucking Spears with little Sean Kingston, whatever his fucking Kevin Federline's kids' names are. I have no idea what their names are, but like I could spot them. Kind of hot, not gonna lie. I saw her and I started hysterically crying, and I'm not joking. Like, I clutched my friend Heidi. My nails were digging into her skin. We both went silent. I guffawed, Google it. And I just started hysterically crying like an idiot. And she was 3 feet away from me. And it was the best experience of my whole life. It was like she was attending my bridesmaid brunch. And the reason I took my bridesmaids out for brunch is because I guess that's like a thing you're supposed to do. Nobody told me this, that when you get married and you pick your bridesmaids, you're supposed to like send them a fucking bottle of wine with a personalized label on it. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Like a little basket. First of all, I don't do gift baskets. Second of all, I mean, I'm going to have to go buy 10 bottles of wine and then get a fucking label maker. Or do it on Etsy? Like, fuck no. I'm not into any of that bridey shit. I resent it, actually. Full-blown resent it. So I figured, I'll get them a little food before I put them on a hunger strike. Because I've got a lot of them and I need them all to fit in the panoramic pictures. Hello. Anyways, it was fun. It was just what I needed in full Bridezilla fashion. This is what a monster I am. And this is how I know that I really love my friends, because they get my sick sense of humor. I made all of my friends go around the table. This is a thing I do for my birthday also. Just, you guys should try it at home. It's super fun. It's a great party game. I made everyone go around the table and say three things that they really love about me, but physical attributes only. So like, I didn't want to hear anything like, oh, she's got such a good heart, or what a killer sense of humor. Heard it all before. Boring. I wanted people to tell me that, you know, specifics of what they liked about me physically. Like, if they were to be lesbian, what they would physically be attracted to. And I got to tell you, after the second person in the lineup, shit started to slow down real quick. And people were struggling to think of things that they thought were flattering about me aesthetically, which, you know, noted. I like to keep everybody kind of like on a charting system. I think it's a good thing. I feel like I've talked about this in the podcast before, but I have everybody on a ranking system in my life. Leo, who the fuck do you think you are? Stop it, Leo. Sorry. God, this dog's such an asshole. What was I saying? Ranking system. Oh, yes. Friends, family, everybody. On like a 1 through, I mean, I don't know how many people everybody knows, but I like to do like 1 through 50. And then maybe once a month, I kind of just let everybody know where they stand. And let me tell you, the holiday season has a lot of people just ostracized from the list entirely. I just realized this. I was talking to Andrew about this earlier. I hate so many people. And people say, hate's a strong word. I personally don't think it's that strong of a word, because I could hate you today, but I might love you tomorrow. And those are life consequences that should be implemented by all, because just unconditional love is not realistic. People should always feel like they're on the brink. That's how I like to let people that are close to me feel. I like people to be really working for my friendship and affection, because when it's good, it's great. I'll give you my soul. But if I hate you, holy, you need to move to a different country. I'll pay for your passport and you need to get the fuck out. You need to move to Cuba. And some people, when they travel, get really jet lagged. When I travel and I get tired, I don't get jet lagged because I'm not an amateur. Just saying. But I get really irritable for just people in general. So like the day that I got home, the next day, Andrew and I went and saw La La Land. And we went to one of those theaters where they bring you drinks and food. And it's like, you know, it's the way to do it. It's a great, great thing. So I sit down next to this elderly woman who has a like a perm little bowl cut situation. And it wasn't the hair that threw me off. It was, first of all, it's 5:30 on a Friday, okay? 5:30 p.m. She is having a Aquafina. I hate Aquafina. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the water. They add salt to it, hot tip. And it's just like the worst water you could ever buy. It says a lot about just a person's taste level and where they are in their life and just terrible life decisions, okay? So first she gets me at the Aquafina. Then she orders, get this, a Sierra Mist, okay? Who opts for a Sierra Mist over a fucking Sprite at 5:30 p.m. at a theater that serves fucking cocktails? Any cocktail you want. You want a fucking Sierra Mist? Who are you? No, okay? That was strike two. She was sitting right next to me. Then she orders a cheese plate. And the way that she's shoving that orange cheddar cube in her mouth and acting like she's fucking Marie Antoinette sitting in Versailles with like lap puppies. The way she was eating was making me so mad. Just grape by grape, cheese cube by cheese cube. And she had her like pinkies extended while she was chewing, and she was chewing loudly. And I just hated everything about her. I can't explain it. Sometimes I walk into a room And I just hate a certain person in the room. They don't have to say a word to me. They don't even have to make eye contact with me. It's nothing about the way they're dressed or anything like that. It's just an aura. It's just an energy thing. And I could barely focus on this beautiful movie because I was so just engrossed in this woman's... The fact... Everything about her. The way that she was chewing and the way that she was eating her cheese scarred me for life. And I looked over at Andrew and I'm like, I think we need to move seats. He goes, why do we need to move seats? We've got the best seats. It's like smack dab in the middle. This is great. I said, I hate the woman next to me. And he's like, what are you talking about? Do you know her? Was she a teacher of yours or something? I'm like, no, but she does look like a fucking substitute teacher. So points for Andrew for nailing that. I mean, she was wearing an orthopedic loafer and a Brighton handbag, so one could assume she was a teacher. But I said to him, I'm like, I just hate her. And he didn't understand. He's like, is that a stranger? I'm like, yeah. Never seen her, met her in my whole life. I hate how she's eating cheese. I hate how she's opting out of eating the brie cheese first and going for the shit sharp cheddar. I hate orange cheese. I just don't like it. It's disgusting. Unless it's on a burger. And... yeah, what was I saying? So the holidays just had me feeling super joyful and chipper. I don't know why people say it's the season of joy. It's not. It's the season of annoy because everyone fucking annoys me. My family, not so much my friends because I try to only surround myself with like friends or people you choose in your life. So when people complain about their friends, it baffles me because if somebody's irritating you to the point where you want to talk about them, then you shouldn't be friends with them. It's like a voluntary thing. Family you're fucking stuck with. And so they're annoying automatically. My friends are fine. And just general strangers. I don't know what's happened to me in the past 3 months, but I think living in a different country and being so removed from like just my daily life here in Los Angeles has made me highly irritable and just socially aggressive. I don't know what happened. I never gave much of a fuck before. I gave like two fucks. And now I give like 1/8 of a fuck in certain situations that can benefit me personally or professionally. Then I give a little bit of a fuck, but every other time, not really. And now I'm just like a walking monster. I mean, who makes their bridesmaids? Who makes anybody go around a table and demand that you compliment them? Honestly, though, you guys should all try it. It's so much fun. I've been doing it since I was like 10 years old. Every birthday, I make everyone who's delighted and invited to my birthday dinner do it. Andrew always tries to get sentimental and like tell me what a beautiful heart I have, which makes me question his intelligence because I don't have a beautiful heart. It's like black and hollow. But I'm like, dude, no, bad boy, don't care about integrity, don't care about character. Tell me that I have nice teeth or a thigh gap. I mean, I have been eating a lot, so maybe that's why people struggled so much. I should try that on Christmas Eve. Yes, I celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because anything I can get a present for, even if it's a fucking, you know, Macy's gift card, which, by the way, not a gift, a burden. How hard is it to pretend that you like a gift? I need to, like, seriously practice because I don't know what's going to happen this year. I've lost all social graces. They are so long gone. They're so long gone. And I've been trying to think, you know, New Year's is coming up. I personally don't believe in resolutions just because they don't work. And I feel like the jig is up for me. This is just kind of who I am. And I can't think of anything I really want to improve. Is that terrible? Does that mean I'm a terrible person? No, I think it just means I'm self-assured. I'm very, very honest with myself about my strengths and weaknesses, and I try to celebrate my strengths and ignore my weaknesses, which is generally a really great way to live. I suggest everybody try it. So, I don't know. I'll try to think of something. Maybe I'll do like a New Year's special episode and I can list off some resolutions. But I'll really have to think about them because none are coming to mind. All right. So I've been doing my holiday shopping, preparing for Christmas. Ugh, I hate Christmas. I like the lights. I like the fireplaces. I like the eating and drinking aspect. But, like, the gift-giving thing is fucking ridiculous, okay? I'm like the Grinch. I'm like the full-blown Grinch. I think it's weird that I'm buying gifts for people that I would not say hello to in a supermarket. And I have, like, a price limit or maximum or minimum or whatever. Like, everyone should just get cash. I can't do this. Like, why am I shopping for, like a through marriage cousin's uncle's sister? No. Absolutely not. I'm so sick of it. And people in their motherfucking lists? No. I'm super excited that you like, you know, you need new Nike Freeze, but I'm not buying them for you. I don't even know you. I don't have your cell phone number and you're letting me know that you want Bose headphones? No. And I love that people think that if you have more money, you should spend more money on them. That's not how this goes, okay? I would like I want a socialist gift giving, what's the word? I don't really know what that means. What's a socialist? Isn't that like everything's the same? Is it? Am I stupid? Maybe. Whatever. People wanted me to talk about Black China and Rob. I have no idea what happened. I try not to talk about them because they're stupid and I want to stop making stupid people famous. Are they broken up? Groundbreaking. I literally don't care about them. I don't watch the show. I think it's stupid. And honestly, I think it's just cheap and gross. And they have a baby. It's like sad. It's just sad. So that's my thoughts on that. I just finished watching Vanderpump Rules. You know, it's hard for me to comment non-biasedly on Vanderpump Rules because before, years ago, I would watch the show and I would just fucking rip it to shreds because I had never made contact, you know? I was solely a viewer of the show and, you know, loved the show. I will always love the show. But now because I have relationships with some of the castmates, I feel like I'm a little bit biased and I don't feel as comfortable talking about it. But this is my one note, okay? This is going to get me in trouble. I just want to know where the fuck that pool party was because it looked like it was catty corner from an off-brand drive-through chicken spot. And I kind of loved that they were drinking Asahi beer, which is like a Japanese beer it's just kind of random. I mean, obviously it wasn't to accompany like some fucking tuna sashimi carpaccio. So it was kind of funny. And I think people are giving the girls a lot of shit, which I understand as just a viewer that maybe it comes off being like a little clicky, a little like whatever, high school. But, you know, I don't know. I think this was just a case of like just too much sun, too much alcohol, and just bad. I don't know. See, this is why I'd never do reality television because I would be a monster and my edit would be very, very terrible, like the worst of all time. But that house, not ideal, okay? It looked like it was in Valencia or Pacoima. Backyards with fences that you can see over into the next person's backyard freaks me out. Like, get a hedge, right? Does that mean? I don't know. Let's see. What else is going on in pop culture? Amy Schumer bought her dad their old childhood farm. I bought my dad a hoverboard. So just to put it in perspective, I thought it would be cool. I also bought him a drone helicopter. Daughter of the year. Oh my God, I know what we have to do right now because I didn't get to do this last week. Okay, so The Bachelor starts. When does it start? January 7th? Oh my God, January 2nd, even better. So as we all know, Nick Vile is The Bachelor, okay? He's 36. He's been on the show about 18 times. I'd hit it. He wears man jewelry, which is concerning, but hopefully he cuts that out. So I am just looking at the contestants now. All right, first person on the list, Alexis, 23, an aspiring dolphin trainer. Any job title with the word aspiring is concerning. Okay, I'm an aspiring K-pop star, but I'm not. So you're not. So she's not a dolphin trainer. Dolphins rape people, by the way. I learned that. They actually rape people. That's like not a joke. You can Google it. They have opposable penises. And Google this after, because this is a more you know situation. They have penises that will wrap around your wrist, pull you into their rape caves. They will hump the shit out of you, have their way with you, and then swim off. Just saying. It's my cause. I think I just found my purpose. And for the holidays, guys, if you could donate, I'm going to start a Kickstarter for that because I need a philanthropy. I think it makes me more likable. All of these girls with the double hand on hip, they all look like they're clenching their assholes. Like, I can't. Lots of brunettes. Okay, Corinne, 24, business owner, Miami, Florida. She's pretty. What does a business owner mean? What does that fucking mean with these job titles? Here's another one. Danielle L., small business owner. Oh, interesting. Neonatal nurse. Oh, we got a black girl. That's good. Let's count how many black girls there are. We've got one. She looks like a halfsie. Let's say 2.5. 3.5. 4.5. 5.5. Ugh. ABC, we know what you're doing here. First of all, I think there should be a black bachelor. Or a black bachelorette, right? I mean, come on. We're at like season 47, for fuck's sakes. Give us some chocolate. I love black people. Like, truthfully, I love them. No Asians on here. I'm going to write a letter. I am writing a letter. Do we have any Hispanics? Oh, Heidi's going to have a field day with this. My friend Heidi is very into diversity. It's kind of her mission statement. She's been trying to recruit some people for my wedding. There's nothing worse than an all-white wedding party, I got to tell you. And right now, we're not doing so good. So a spot's opened up. Maybe I'll get one of these 4, 5.5 black girls that get cast off The Bachelor to come to the wedding. Oh, okay. Elizabeth. And then she has Liz in quotations next to her. Oh my God, Haley, 23, photographer. These photos, you guys have to go look at these. They're all wearing tank tops, except Jasmine B is in a turtleneck, which is, you know, she ain't gonna get Nick that way with covering up her tits. Let's be real. I would be the best Bachelor contestant. It's been my plan B for forever because, like, you know how Olivia was at the beginning? I feel like that would be me, you know? Like, I would play it so cool the whole time. And just to be very clear, like, that's not what I do in my real life. Like, I don't play the cool girl at all. At all. I remember on me and Andrew's first date, I was so perplexed by his date planning skills because he took me to a Mexican food restaurant that was like 12.5 miles away from our next destination, which just made no sense to me. It's like, why are we like driving so much? It's weird, you know, like you want to like go to dinner and then grab a drink like right next door. Like, just geographically, it made no sense why we were getting on the freeway on our date when we didn't even need to get on the freeway. Like, I try to avoid freeways at all costs. And it was weird. And then he had a Google Maps out. And I was like, did you not even like fucking check the directions? You don't know where to park? And I was bossing him around the whole time. And then we get to the bar and I was like, I'm going to hold a table. And it was like a cantina, which was, I mean, I should have run for the hills, honestly. Thank God I didn't. But I was like, fucking, first you take me to a Mexican food restaurant and then you take me to a cantina after. Like, do you want my ass on fire? Do you want me to shit my pants on our first date? So you're going to fucking fill me with beans and rice and like mole tacos. And then you're going to take me to a cantina that automatically puts more chips and salsa on the table. And there's sawdust on the floor. By the way, sawdust on the floor, okay? And I was like, I'm going to have a Grey Goose vodka martini. And can you ask if they have blue cheese stuffed olives? I swear to God, I asked him to ask if they had blue cheese stuffed olives on our first date after speaking and knowing him for 15 minutes. So obviously I don't play the cool girl, but if I was on The Bachelor, okay, I know exactly what I would do. First of all, I'd be friends with everyone. I'd get everyone to fall in love with me. This is the critical error that girls make on The Bachelor. They try to do the whole, like, I'm not here to make friends thing. I'm here for love, which always backfires. It's crazy to me that not one of these bitches does their homework, reads a psychology book, and realizes that you want to play it cool with everyone, okay? With everyone. You want everyone to fucking love you. You want the producers to love you. You want the PAs to love you. You want the caterers to fucking love you. You want the housekeepers to love you. You want the other fucking girls to love you. Love you. And you want the guy to love you, okay? I would share no details on anything that happened. I'd act really insecure with the girls and really confident with the guy. So I'd come home from a date and be like, I don't know if he's into me. Because then I'm making myself not a threat. Another thing that these bitches do is they come home and then they talk about their connection and how great it is. Like, why don't you just put a big fucking bullseye on your forehead? You dumb fucks. That's why when all these girls pretend to be so smart, you're not that fucking smart. This is a game. You want to play? You want to go? You guys are dumb. They're dumb. Or they're just like too emotional. That's a whole other thing. See, I would take emotions out of it. Totally. I mean, this is like, you can't fall in love with somebody in 3 weeks. I'm sorry, you don't even know the person in 3 weeks. It takes a lot longer. So if you even want the opportunity and you think you even kind of like him, you gotta strategize a bit here. And the ones that strategize or have strategized, they always get burned because they're not doing it right. There's, who am I thinking? Okay, Olivia. There was, who are some of the other villains from the show? None are coming to mind currently. They blend. I'm sorry. I get so emotionally involved that once the season's over, then I completely, like, I purge. Then I can't anymore. But regardless, you want everyone to love you. And then you want to keep your crazy on the inside. On the inside, okay? Always look hot. Get your tits out. Get your tits out. Be funny. Be light. Be jubilant. Be a little spicy, but like not in a high maintenance way. Be cool girl. Be the cool girl. If you want to win The Bachelor. If you want to be like an annoying bitch, then be the cool girl in real life. But if you want to just win The Bachelor, that's what you got to do. So that's my advice to these lovely ladies. Let's read a few more of their job titles. This is just good life advice, you guys. Happy Hanukkah. Law school graduate. Not a profession, Lauren, 30, from Florida. Law school graduate. Ooh, Michelle, a little chocolate dream, 24, food truck owner. Into that, very into that. Raven from 25, I mean, Raven from Arkansas, is a fashion boutique owner. She's giving me crazy eyes. Major crazy eyes. Okay, Susanna, 26, is an account manager from San Diego. She looks like a havesie, and she's beautiful, and I have good feelings about her, just aesthetically. Vanessa, 29, special education teacher. Okay, interesting. So she's patient. Whitney, Pilates instructor, flexible. That's going to do well. I think I would lie and say that I was a yoga instructor because it would make me seem chill and flexible. if I was to make up a job description, I'd either be a yoga teacher. I feel like the working with children thing is just so overdone and like, ugh, blasé. I mean, because honestly, it just makes me doubt people's sanity. Like, who voluntarily wants to surround themselves with children? I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing, but I can barely be on a plane with a child 15 feet away from me. I've said this before. There should be child-free flights. And just a side note, I flew, this is obnoxious, but I gotta say it. I flew out of the goodness of Andrew's heart because his company pays for his flights. So he gets to fly like fancy all the time. Little old me doesn't get to, okay? I'm like, if I'm lucky, a business class biatch, okay? And, you know, when you're traveling on a long fucking flight, it's ideal to have a nicer seat on the plane. So we upgraded my flight so I could sit with Andrew and not be like Rosa Parks in the back of the plane. So we both flew first class. And I got to tell you, it was the most amazing experience of my life. That's so obnoxious and unlikable. I just lost like fucking 5,000 subscribers just then. But I didn't sleep the whole flight because I was so afraid of missing some of the food. The food was fantastic, okay? I had a crab cake in the air and it was hot and I was drinking out of glassware and they gave me like lemon towels. And you know, I don't know how to not be tacky in situations like that. Like, I'm not taking a sleeping pill and like getting knocked out for 12 hours if I'm flying first class. I'm going to document it. I want a hot fudge sundae. I want to like fill up water bottles of the champagne they're serving and then bring it home with me and keep it in the fridge. Like, it was the best thing ever. I wasn't going to fucking sleep. Who knows if I'll ever get back there. I mean, I'm hoping, but you know, I'm business class. Sometimes. And mostly, I mean, really I'm coach. I'm a coach kind of gal. No problem. It's like they say in Bridesmaids, real sense of community and coach, okay? Lots of talking. Anyways, the point of this story was that I saw two children in first class and I wanted to go up to their parents and say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Congratulations, you're raising an asshole. Because what child needs to fly first class? Why are you, why? Granted, I had a dog in first class, but Leo is perfect and he's silent and he's borderline comatose and he enhances the experience. Having little fuckers on their Game Boy saying, Mom, I need to go to the bathroom in first class, that should be fucking illegal. And I'm going to write a letter, another letter, put it on my list, okay? Because that's some bullshit. The kids were fine, but it was like, it's just gross to me. And I have no idea what I was talking about. The Bachelor, flying, children. Oh, my job descriptions. Okay. I'd go yoga instructor. I would go, what's something else that makes you seem like smart but not stiff and fun but not crazy? I like something like a legal assistant. It's kind of sexy because it's not like a lawyer. That might be a little, you might be controlling or you might be like, you know, too harsh, but like a legal assistant makes you sound like slutty, but also smart and wild, you know, like you might be wearing a pencil skirt, but it could be leather. What else could I be? Like a chef, like a private chef is sexy. If you're thin, if you're naturally thin, if you're kind of like, if you know, some people just have that look. You know, some people, you just know they're going to be heavy later or they have to work out every fucking day, but they look fit. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to get in trouble. What else would be sexy? Oh, like a florist? That's cute. I mean, it's kind of basic, but it's kind of cute. Like if you were like a naughty florist. I think you could be basically any job description if you just put like naughty or dirty in front of it. Like I'm a dirty secretary. I'm a naughty interior designer. Oof. basically none of these are real jobs. I mean, anyone that can pick up is and just like leave their job for 2 months, and then make an ass of themselves on television and then not be able to get rehired, clearly doesn't have a serious job. You know? Anyways, guys, I think I've hit my limit here. I hope everyone has a magical Christmaka. I will be spending time with distant family, hiding in a dark corner, probably Snapchatting and drinking the alcohol that I brought for myself, because you just can't trust a family gathering bar situation. I'll leave you with that. BYOBE. Bring your own booze everywhere this holiday season. And I have some very exciting news. Here's my gift, okay? I wasn't supposed to say this because nothing is signed, so I'm going to keep it a little bit vague. But in January, I believe early to mid-January, there will be a Bitch Bible live show, okay? I am going to hand stuff blue cheese olives and bring them to the venue so everyone can drink my drink with me, stuffed with love. I'll wear gloves, don't worry. And it will be in Los Angeles. You guys have to come because I have a feeling I'm going to do one and then probably never be allowed to do it again. So please, please come. Otherwise, ugh, it's going to be so embarrassing. But I hope everyone can come. And I follow me at Jackie Schimmel on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Grindr, Craigslist, eBay, everywhere. And I will announce the final date and venue there. And I hope to see everyone there because I need it. I need it. Help me help you. And we'll have so much fucking fun. And you guys, this is edited. Wait till shit's unedited. Okay. Get ready. Bring your balls. Bring your balls and bring your fucking livers because we are going to party. Merry Christmas, Merry Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa. Love you. See you not next Tuesday, but the next Tuesday. Bye.